Hi, it's Dave. So I think Tesla has just killed the traditional pickup truck. Now, of course, this is going to take some time to play out, but I think things are all set in motion, and it's practically inevitable that the traditional pickup truck is going to die a long death. And it's because the design of the Cybertruck is fundamentally so much better than all previous truck designs. In fact, it's probably Tesla's best design ever. And I think it's going to be really hard for anybody else to successfully copy their design as well. All right, so let's dive into this. A few days ago, I did a video summarizing an interview of Tesla's chief designer talking about Tesla's design approach, goals, and mission. But the most fascinating part of the interview was his comments on the Cybertruck. He says it goes back to a first principles approach. When you actually unwind, what do you really need from a truck? If you didn't have any idea of what a pickup truck looked like, you came from Mars and you didn't know what trucks look like, where would you start? If you want to achieve an armor plating on the outside of your truck that's impervious to bullets and dents, you can drive into trees, you can't scratch it, all these things you want out of a truck, tough character, what do you use? You use stainless steel because you don't have to paint it. You don't have to worry about scratching it. It's not going to rust. But stainless steel is really hard, so how do you form it? You can't traditionally form stainless steel. So that becomes part of the character of the design in that it's planar sheets that can bend in one direction. Suddenly, out of that, we're born a simplistic overall design principle. All right, Elon Musk on December 7th, 2021, he said, "The Cybertruck is going to be an incredible product. I think it may be our best product ever. I think it probably will be." And then Elon Musk on the Q4 earnings, he said, "You can make something infinitely desirable, but if it's not affordable, that will constrain people's ability to buy because they don't have the money. I worry more about how do we make the Cybertruck affordable despite having awesome technology." And then Elon goes on, he says, "Aspirationally, in terms of just a rough order of magnitude, we like Cybertruck to be at least on the order of 400,000 vehicles a year." I think he might have actually said 400 million vehicles, but I think he meant 400,000 vehicles a year. But it will take us a moment to get to that level. All right, so let's take a step back here. What's going on? So Tesla's chief designer is basically saying they've cracked the nut on what a pickup truck really ought to be. And in the process, they discovered that every single pickup truck to date is basically fundamentally flawed. If it's supposed to be a tough vehicle, why is the paint, which is the most delicate part of the truck, on the exterior? It makes no sense. Instead, shouldn't the exterior be made of something crazy tough, bulletproof, scratchproof, basically armor plating? So let's flip things around and put the stainless steel as the skin and everything else inside of that. See, the problem with this approach is that it just makes too much sense. If a pickup truck is about being tough, you can't beat this design approach. This is going to be the toughest truck ever made, and there is no second place. In fact, the Cybertruck is going to make all other pickup trucks look fragile and weak. In other words, it's the end of the era of traditional pickup trucks as we know it. Sure, they'll still make them, and sure, some people will buy them, but the tide is going to turn. People will sooner or later realize that every single pickup truck is fundamentally flawed and inferior compared to Tesla's Cybertruck. And there's no way other automakers can improve those traditional pickup trucks to compete with the Cybertruck. At least that's my opinion. See, you can't just make some small changes on the F-150 and have it compete with the Cybertruck. It's still fragile compared to the steel armor plating of the Cybertruck. So what do other automakers do? First, I don't think they realize what's coming. They think the Cybertruck is a fad, an eclectic design for the minority, and I don't think they'll take it that seriously. Rather, their focus will be on electrifying their current pickup trucks. But herein lies the dilemma. The more automakers promote their electric pickup trucks, the more it means they're admitting the pending death of their ICE pickup truck lines, and consumers will pick that up. Initially, automakers might have some demand for their electrified pickup trucks, but once the Cybertruck ramps to full production and you see these crazy cyber monster trucks on the road, then it's game over. Not instantly, of course, but in terms of perception. People will realize their existing pickup trucks just suck and are so last century, but not because the Cybertruck has all the tech and all, but fundamentally because the Cybertruck is tough on a whole different level. You can't dent it. You can't scratch it. You can't even put a bullet in it. Ford has a saying for their trucks, "built tough," but the Cybertruck is going to destroy that saying. It's basically over. Traditional pickup trucks stand no chance in terms of toughness when compared with a Cybertruck. Anyways, why can't other automakers make their own version of, let's say, a Cybertruck? The problem is the Cybertruck, and this is my opinion, is going to be really hard to make. It's a completely new way of making a car by bending large sheets of stainless steel, and this is not going to be easy and it's not going to be cheap. The big innovation by Tesla will be the hundreds of processes and techniques that they develop to make a stainless steel car in mass quantity at an affordable price. And once they do that, they'll have reached an incredible milestone. Then they can take these technologies and approaches and create other cyber vehicles, perhaps maybe a smaller Cybertruck, and who knows what else. But for other automakers, I just don't think they'll be able to copy the Cybertruck. It's just too daunting of a task and too revolutionary. It makes more sense to go with what you're used to and to stick with what you know. So where does this all end up? I think the Cybertruck is going to be revolutionary. It's going to take some years, obviously, to completely play out, but it could be the nail in the coffin for certain automakers who rely on their high-margin traditional pickup trucks to make most of their money. The Cybertruck just puts them in between a rock and a hard place. All right, hope this has been helpful. If it was, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.